Hello and welcome to the very first episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
I'm Mia. I'm 22.
And I'm 26. We're sisters, as you can tell by the title. And we've been joking about doing a podcast for a couple years now. We talk a lot about a lot of different things, and we make good points sometimes. We're funny sometimes, quotable moments. So we figured, why not record it and try to capture that? Now, this is a fun project. It's kind of an experiment, so we'll be learning as we go. Hopefully, we'll get better equipment and all that stuff. So bear with us if it's not that great from the start, but we're going to try to get better every episode. So, yeah.
Also, we're not experts. We're rookies, newbies. And I don't know about you, but I be getting distracted both at looking at things and about talking about things. So,
yeah. So, we might go all over the place, but trust me, it'll be related. It'll be related to the topic. It'll come back around. And yeah, we aren't experts in this stuff or in a lot of the stuff that we talk about. So if we say something wrong, give us some grace. Okay. We're not claiming to know everything.
We just like to yap.
Yes. And fair warning about me. Promise I'm not stupid, okay? But I do say some maybe dumb things sometimes. So don't hold it against me. And I also have a bad habit of talking in circles when I'm trying to make a point. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't come through too much. Maybe I can edit that out. But we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Anyways, since this is the first episode, figured we'd do some sort of about us little section. So we got a pre-prepared list of questions that I definitely didn't read all of them because wall of text.
Yeah, I put a lot up there, but you know, options, right? Options can be good sometimes.
Sometimes.
All right, so I guess as the oldest, I'll start. Okay, here's a simple one that's also relevant. What food are you craving right now and why?
Food.
Yes.
Answer is food. I'm low-key always craving a good chicken Alfredo.
Oh, no way. That's crazy.
That's probably my top three favorite food. No real reason. I just like me an Alfredo. And I like me chicken.
Is it the sauce or is it the noodles?
It's
everything.
It's the combination.
Fair.
I like the texture.
Funny enough, I don't really. Like, I have a love... Well, it's not a love-hate with Alfredo. It's like a... Just not a preference. it's all right, but if I could choose just marinara... Or not marinara, but like if I could just choose tomato sauce...
Oh, so you prefer tomato sauce over like all white sauce?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I feel like I've eaten more dishes with marinara in it. So like to say, oh yeah, that's my favorite... I don't actually know because I haven't had...
You haven't explored enough pasta.
I'm not worldly enough in my foods. But I like Alfredo. And also, when I eat chicken Alfredo, I think of my friend who I was dorming with for a bit in college. And we would make Alfredo in the dorm kitchen and it would be a good time.
Okay.
So...
Gotcha.
That's another, like, memory association and makes it probably one of my favorite food. But also, it's just banging. Like...
Hey, I love pasta, seasoning. So even if I hate on Alfredo a little bit, I respect it, you know.
I won't hold you at gunpoint this time. All right. Name three films you could watch for the rest of your life and not get bored of.
Oh, I hate these questions. I really should have, like, actually read through some of these and, like, made up some answers in advance because, boy, yeah, I know. It's more authentic this way, but, okay, three films I could watch for the rest of my life and not get bored of.
I can also try to answer this if you don't want to be
bored. Okay. I think I used to claim Cloudy as with a Chance of Meatballs as one of my favorite movies. I haven't watched it in a long time, but I feel like the humor will never get old. I feel like I could probably watch that for a long time. So.
Bro, there's been like a resurgence for some reason of the Flint Lockwood run. Because I've seen too many YouTube shorts for it to be a coincidence where people like mimic doing the run. And I'm scared because it looks really good.
I have
They're
never
just running
seen
in place. I can show you one later or we can like edit one over or something. But yeah, it's somehow relevant to this very moment.
Well,
here we go.
All right, then. So, yeah, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
I guess you could just do two if you can't think of three.
Again, for like nostalgia purposes, I think the Ghibli movie Nausicaa, because that is just, it's like, it was the first Ghibli movie I ever saw, I think. If not the first one, it was the first one that really made an impression on me. It was one of my dad's favorite movies. So he showed it to us growing up, and I'm glad he did. So yeah, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind is the whole title, but we just call it Nausicaa.
You're right.
So I could probably never get bored of it, but it's kind of a long movie, right?
And it's kind of slow at some parts, so like you might.
Okay, you know, I might have to reevaluate that.
But it's like a good movie, though.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm not really a movie person. So this question is just kind of hard for me. I mean, I have seen good movies. I have seen movies that I'm like, man, that was great. But yeah, I think I'm gonna leave it at Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs and just throw it to you because you might have better answers than me.
Okay. Absolute number one. Barbie, Princess and the Pauper.
Crap, no, you're absolutely right. I can't even think that.
Yes. Absolute cinematic masterpiece. I don't care what anybody says. Childish, whatever. Barbie, whatever. You can crap on her name. Barbara is queen. But that movie, it's just amazing. It's just great. You yes. got friendship. You got drama. You got the most villain character. Like, he bleeds villain, and it's funny. You got
amazing soundtrack,
amazing music
with good messages.
You got, of course, the romance that, you know, at the time I was eating it up as a kid, like, oh my god, Annalise and Julian, but really Erica and Dominic goals. And then he had like a dual wedding at the end, like, that's bestie goals.
Yeah,
but that's not the point. It's just the whole movie great.
That will have to be number one for me, actually. And yeah. then Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Second movie. I feel like all my movies going to be like animated.
Yeah, I very much am a family friendly movie connoisseur. Like, I watch action movies, or like, I'm not good at horror movies, but occasionally I'll watch one of those, and you know, I'll watch movies like that. But for the most part, I kind of like movies that are for everybody. Not necessarily kid movies. I don't like really kiddie movies, but like, I like a lot of animated ones.
Same. But I also love a good, wow, I can't believe my brain just went through that trip type movie.
I ain't got time for those.
For some reason, even though I'm scared of everything, I love horror. So
we all have our
things. But I don't know if I have a horror movie that I'd be like, yes, on repeat. I can't think of any right now. But the other day I was thinking about this question, and Enchanted came up. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I could watch it without getting tired of it.
I don't know. It's kind of like watching a musical in a way. Yeah. And I like music. I like to sing. So I feel
like
I kind
of like musicals at this point in my life.
Anastasia? Could that count?
Oh my god.
I know you really like that
movie. Oh my god. That has to be. Okay, that's one of them. If Enchanted's not up there, it's Anastasia. Because, oh my. Brother, that was a good movie. Like, is it owned by Disney now?
I don't know. Because
she's not a Disney princess, no. I don't think.
And it wasn't. Disney didn't wasn't make that Disney, movie. It wasn't DreamWorks.
Bought it, though. I don't actually
know. I don't even remember. But anyway, yeah, she's not Disney. But it could be under like Disney Plus at this point. But
Once Upon a December, Journey to the Past, and then there's a Broadway musical of Anastasia that I love, and I would kill to go watch it in person. And it got like their own songs with that too. That I was like, oh my god! And they explore her amnesia a different way in the musical too, which made me appreciate the movie even more. Even though, you know, they don't do all that deep dive, but that don't matter. Anyway, I'm gonna leave it at those two. I would want to throw Nausicaa in there for nostalgic reasons, though. I really like that movie. And even when it's, like, quiet and are kind of not doing a lot, I like looking at the art of the background and the scenery because it's really pretty. And it's, like, a bunch of quiet nature parts, which checks because the movie is about saving nature from the destruction of mankind and all that. So I feel like low-key, it still makes it a good movie. Just some people
don't. No, it's definitely a good movie. Yeah. It's just
showing it to someone who might not like a lot of the slow progression, and they're like, okay, when's the action? And I'm like, I'm sorry, give it like 20 minutes.
Yeah, so back, not a backstory, but like a story on that. In the sixth grade, I had a friend, and she's still alive. We just don't.
No, I don't mean like that. Like, you're not friends anymore.
Yeah, I mean, we aren't friends, really. Like, we're friends on Facebook, but like, I haven't talked to her probably since.
No, that's real.
Back then. But anyway, that's not the point. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it came to my attention that she also likes Ghibli movies. And I was like, oh my God, no way. There's this one called Nausicaä. She was like, I love Nausicaä. And I was freaking out because at that point in my life, I didn't have people who knew anime or knew Japanese stuff. And that was like, honestly, it was maybe fifth and sixth grade where I was myself introduced to Japanese pop culture and stuff like that. So when she was like, yeah, I know Nausicaä, I love Nausicaä. And I was like, no way, you're my best friend. So at the end of the school year, they were like, you know, you have a lot of free time in class, so if you have any movie suggestions, we can just watch movies at the end of the day. So I was like, oh my gosh, girl, I have the DVD for Nausicaä, should I bring it? She was like, yes. So the teacher let us play it. And because it's such a slow build movie, nobody was into it. No. And we probably got 20 minutes in before, like 20, 30 minutes, I really can't remember, but we did not get far in at all before they switched movies, which I mean, it hurt, but I also understood, like, okay, like, it's not for everybody.
I'm not coming back to class. Like, I can't be seen after this blunder.
So that same friend, though, she recommended Death Note to me, and shout out to her for that, because that was one of my very first anime.
Was that the first one?
Like,
the reason you got into it?
Might have been. Like, it was probably something that I was like, oh, yeah, I heard about this one, I'm going to watch it. And then she also, like, backed it up, like, yeah, you need to watch that one. And I might not have watched it immediately, but I eventually did. And, yeah, shout out to you. You don't know who you are, because you have a life. And I haven't talked to you in, like, 20 years, so.
If it's not obvious at this point, we, like, anime and Japanese culture is going to come up like every episode. Yeah.
So yeah, that's that question. So I have to find your one turn. Now. All right. What's your favorite form of potato? Not me asking all the food questions.
I'm basic.
You just like French fries.
I honestly haven't had a lot of potato foods, now that I think about it. It's not just fries, like baked potato, hash browns.
Mm-hmm. They're potatoes.
Like tater tots. They're all really similar, though.
But I think. I mean, I think the question is, like, your favorite form of potato. So, like, how it's cooked. So
me already bringing up a game. But I remember in a game I was playing, you know the game. I will bring it up later. It's not important right now. During one of the cooking events, the main dish was potato. And I was like, oh my God, I could learn so many different potato dishes. I had never had like any of them, except if they did a French fry one, then yes. But I was like, wow, I need to eat more potatoes. But I probably say maybe between French fry or hash brown, because low key hash browns be hitting. Like, I like the texture of the way it's prepared.
That's my thing with hash browns, is that, well, potatoes in general, you'll have like, okay, potato umbrella, then you'll have fries, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, hash browns, sorts of stuff like that. But then those have a drop down as well. So with hash browns, there are so many different ways you can prepare hash browns. And I really don't like the like kind you find in a diner where it's like, they hash the potatoes and cook it in a pan. I like a hash brown patty, or like the little teeny circles. Hash browns.
Those are hash browns?
Yeah.
I was thinking of those.
Hash rounds. Like at Aldi, they call them crispy circles. Some places call them like crowns and stuff like that. But yeah, the little mini ones, and then like a patty like you get at McDonald's. Those are my favorite versions of a hash brown. I don't like the diner kind, or like the kind you get at IHOP.
The distinction not really a is fan. Very important. Yes. I like the little sphere, the little circles, the little discs.
Yeah. So if you are going with fries as your answer. What's your favorite kind of fry?
Ooh. So you got the ones that are prevalent in fast food where it's just the straight.
The shoestring fries.
Shoestring fries.
Or, actually, no, those are really skinny. Just fast food style.
They're just fast food, like, you know, your
when you buy it from
average
stores,
McDonald's or Wendy's fry. Those are nice. Those are good. I feel like I like ones with texture or something. Like the waffle fry or the crinkle cut. Like, I think those would probably be my pick. Waffle fries are just fun. Like, I like dipping them in. I don't know. I just like how they look different. And sometimes they look a little funny. And I'm like, haha, eats it. You know?
Weirdo. Speaking of fast food fries and crinkle cut fries, I got an email from Sonic today. I get promotional emails from all sorts of places. We all do, I'm sure. Anyway, they sent a notification. It might have been an app notification or an email. I don't remember, but they have what they call, I think, fancy fries or something. And I'm like, okay, what's fancy about these fries? They're literally just crinkle cut fries, but they don't normally have that style fry.
It's fancy for their establishment.
It's fancy for them. They normally just have the straight fries. And I believe they might have... they have Totten straight
fries. Curly fries or something?
No, I was about to say curly fries, but it's not them. There are a lot of places that don't have curly fries. So you'll have, like, I think Arby's, Rally's, those have curly fries, but they're, like, the only fast food places that really have them. So anyway, yeah, relevant crinkle cut fries. That's why I brought up Sonic. Anyway, see, this is how it goes.
I mean, we're still on topic.
We're on topic, but, like,
for once.
We just spent 5 minutes on this question.
I have thrown away about 3 tangents already. So we could try to stay on topic for the first episode. Oh, is it my turn?
It is.
Crap. I already know your answer for this one, so I'm not going to ask.
I mean, but it's not about us getting to know each other. Oh, it's about them getting to know us.
Do you change into specific clothes for the house when you get home?
Currently in my life? Not immediately, but... Yeah, before I get really comfortable, like, on my bed specifically, like, if I stay in the living room, then I, you know, it could be however long before I change clothes, but if I'm wanting to get in my blanket, cozy, on my bed, then yeah, I just put on my PJs. There's not a distinction between house clothes, PJs, and outdoor clothes for me. Like, I have friends who have clothes that they'll walk around the house in, and then they have pajamas that they sleep in. Me, I sleep and go around the house in the same clothes because our house is not that big. So there's not that much, like, stuff that I'll sit on that I'm not comfortable also sitting in my bed with. So, yeah, I will change into them, but depending on what I'm doing when I get home, it's not always immediate. So, yeah, that's my answer.
It kind of depends with me when it comes to distinction between house clothes and, like, pajamas. I feel like it depends on the seasons for some reason. Because, like, during the summer, I hate sleeping with sleeves. Like, it don't matter the season. It just, I can't do it. I don't know what it is. But actually, I do know what it is. I have a really specific, like, thermal regulation system, and the sleeves throw it off. So I just have to sleep in short sleeves no matter the season. And then I change how I, like, bundle up with blankets and stuff. But that's besides the point. I can't sit on my bed with outdoor clothes. And if I do, it's because I was outside and didn't come into contact with things for, like, less than 20 minutes. But if I'm out there doing stuff, I had a whole day, that's contamination. I can't do it. Like, my brain overthinks. I'm like, okay, germs here, germs there. Somebody else's germs, too. So, immediately changed to pajamas for me. But, yeah, I don't think I don't usually have, like, house clothes versus pajamas. Not all the time. But sometimes I do sleep in, like, different pants or shorts or whatever that I do when I'm just chilling. Mm-hmm. But that's if I'm, like, cold or hot. But yeah, that's my answer for the Allen. Outdoor clothes in bed? No. Shoes in the bed? Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. No.
Absolutely
not. I don't know who lives like that, but...
Rose from It Takes Two.
I love it. It was her couch.
It was her bed. She put her feet up, like sitting on her legs.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah, okay. So what's something from your childhood that you've held on to?
Like physical?
However you want to interpret it. Yeah, let's go physical.
Physical, probably like half. I am too sentimental for my own good. I'm not a hoarder. I'm not that far yet, but I do like hang on to random things. Like I have a Slinky that I don't play with, and I didn't really play with it when I was a kid either, but it's like the big yellow Slinky. And I swear I have it in the box it came in still and everything. And goodness. It's just, I don't know if I don't throw it away, but I have that. What's something like, I used to be really into Barbie dolls. You know, Barbie Prince and Popper is my favorite movie. And I had this pink rolling case that you could put all your dolls in, and their accessories was in this top flap. And it had little compartments in the top flap. And then in the back of that flap, there was a separate one that was deeper. And you could put like items, clothes, whatever. And that thing was my lifeline. Like I put everything in there for just storage purposes. And if I went to like my grandparents' house, because for some reason I brought it there, I would take out the dolls I didn't want to play with for the day. And I'm like, okay, these six, you're coming with me. And I would bring that thing everywhere and roll it down everywhere. It was fun. I think I tied a shoestring to it to make the handle longer.
I remember that.
Yes. And I still have it. I pretty much use it as a bedside table because I don't have enough room for like a nice standard size bedside table between my bed and my door frame. So this little skinny little Barbie carrier is like the only thing that can fit there. So I just use it. I still have it. At least it's functional.
Yeah.
At least this one I don't just have on my dresser randomly, just never looking at it, but I can't throw it away. But yeah, that's probably one thing. I don't know what age I got it, but I've had it forever. And it's still in one piece. Like, it still has the original, not packaging, but the packaging on it a little bit.
Does it?
I think, like, it's a little bit on the front.
Oh.
I think. But yeah, that's my answer. Ooh, do you have a favorite book?
I do not have a favorite book, but I do have a favorite author. Neil Schusterman, shout out. His book series are some of my favorites, but as much as I loved to read growing up, I don't really have any favorite books. So, yeah, his series... The series that he's done, yeah. I would consider him my favorite author, but I don't have a favorite book. Do you?
Currently, probably not, but for a while, or at least when I was younger, like a kid, my favorite book was, oh my gosh, I don't know the author at all, but it was called The Leaning Dog, and the cover was this nice pumpkin orange with a brown dog. It's by K.A. Newsom. I hope I'm saying the last name right. They're not giving me the first or middle name, but it was about this girl and her name was like something Dean. It literally said it, Dessa Dean, and her finding this dog, and they became friends because they both pretty much had no one else except she had her dad and they lived in the middle of nowhere. But I don't know why I liked that book so much. It was just one of those memories that I was like, particularly fond of as a kid when I read that book, and I'm like, wow, better times. It was like a happy ending, most likely, but it was a bittersweet book because rough life.
I think I have had two books that were also like a kid and their dog, and the dog is like their only friend or whatever. A popular one is Because of Winn-Dixie. They made a movie out of that one. So, and yeah. Then the other one, honestly, I can't remember what it's called. I can picture the cover. I'll try to find it and I'll just put it on the screen for those watching the video version. But those are both very nice books. I'm pretty sure the one I can't remember the name of, there was a map in the book, in the back of the book, that corresponded with, you know, the events of the story. So those are always fun, having maps.
Love a book stuff with maps in it. I also haven't truly been reading books a lot in my current day, but I feel like they don't really do that a lot anymore. Just in a normal, like your normal fantasy, fictional, whatever, and it has its own world or its own city, throw a map in the back. I love to see it. I'm visual. I need to know, because I'm going to make it up regardless. Yeah. Like, if you don't put it there, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'll make your map for you. But it's nice to have it because it's just a nice little extra touch.
Suzanne Collins, the author of the Hunger Games series. I'm pretty sure that's Suzanne. She really should have put the map of Panem in the first book. Now, there are versions of the book, I think, that have it, or it's one of those like compilation books of concept art and stuff like that, that has the map in it. Because I've Googled it, I've seen it before, but I think the map of Panem should have been in the, you know, when the book first got published, because it would have helped visualize a little better. But I mean, you know, it's not like I didn't understand what was going on, but I would have loved that map in there.
I agree. So, especially how big the series became. That's probably why they have that book.
Yeah.
The concept book now. But yeah, that would be cool.
Rank the methods of death. Freezing, burning, drowning.
Freezing, burning, drowning?
Yes.
Oh, God. Where's this? Okay, freezing, burning, drowning. Okay. I'm trying to think which one would be quickest. Because drowning, you have that long period of panic. It depends on, like, I guess the depths of the water, and if you're like above water at any point, you know, you're splashing around freaking out and you're very much aware that, oh my God, this is it. But obviously I don't know the feeling of any of them,
thankfully.
Okay, I wasn't drowning then, though. There was no water in my lungs. It's just, you know, I know the feeling of being underwater and being like, guess this is goodbye, but you know, it's okay, I'm alive. That's a story time for another time, maybe. Good God. Okay, burning. I really don't like heat. Like, summer is summer right now, but it's not the dog days yet. I cannot deal with summer heat, so the idea of burning to death sounds terrible. But I low-key feel like that would be a quicker way to die than freezing to death. Like, I just want to be quick.
Yeah.
Like, if I gotta die horrible, just make it, well, I guess that defeats the purpose of dying horribly. If someone's really trying to make you feel it, they're gonna drag it out. Hashtag Genghis Khan. But then with freezing, you have a long stage of delirium too, because your body temperature drops, but your body's also trying to fight against that. So it's trying to warm itself up. So at some points, I think you feel like you're hot and you're like, oh my God, I'm sweating, I'm sweltering, I gotta take this off. When reality, you need layers on. So you start going delirious, and I don't know how much in control you can be during that stage, but that just seems miserable too. Like, is really dragging it out. So, bro, this is hard. They're all so bad. I might have to say freezing, burning, drowning.
From
worst. Because honestly, freezing and burning is like neck and neck with me. I've never truly thought of this question in depth. So I don't know.
Well, I don't think most people would.
You know, my days of character creation, it has come up, but I haven't done the deep dive of, what is the worst fathomable way you can destroy a human being? I'm going to just say freezing, but because of, like, how I feel like it takes a while for your body to actually, like, die.
So freezing is the worst.
Yeah, I want to be quick. And then burning, because you're burning alive. Like, that's terrible. And drowning, only because I feel like drowning might be the quickest.
It depends on if you fight it or not.
That's true. Like, that's why I said, like, it depends on the depths of the water and stuff. And, like, if you've had the air to be, like, flapping against, oh, my God, I'm going to stay afloat, but I can't. But I feel like once you start sinking, your consciousness might go quicker than the other two.
I don't know
either, but that might put it on the lower end for me. Because I'm not trying to...
So, suffer. Final answer.
You suffer enough being alive. Like, why I gotta burn and freeze it? Like, that's a lot. So, final answer. I think worse is freezing. And then burning. And then drowning.
Okay.
With my limited knowledge.
It's solid logic.
If you can eliminate one chore from your life forever, what would it be?
Gosh. I honestly don't hate chores. Yeah. And I don't have a lot of them. Like, I don't have to clean a house top to bottom. So my chores are only ever, because we kind of split it up in our house. So my chores are only ever to clean my room, which, to be honest, I may or may not do often enough. Not a deep clean anyway. Like, I don't dust as often as I should, but, like, I vacuum, I change my sheets and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so yeah, cleaning my own room, cleaning the bathroom, and then occasionally I have to, well, not occasionally, I have to wash the dishes every other day. I would say, this is going to sound crazy, but taking a shower sometimes feels like a chore. So I wish I could just be clean. Like, it hits 12 o'clock every day and you're just clean.
Or you stand up, do the Sims spinaroo, and you're just clean.
Yeah, so, like, if I could just be clean and don't have to, like, take a shower, I'd eliminate that. But that's not really reasonable, so I'd say drying dishes. I don't really like drying dishes, so leave them in the strainer, go about my day. Washing dishes isn't really that tough. I guess there's really not anything I would eliminate. There's nothing that really... Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think I have an answer to that.
Cleaning my room. That's my answer. Because it's never productive. I can't stay focused. I will find something and be like, I remember this very specific moment when I was 12 years old in the 7th grade, blah, 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 and end up not really cleaning anything, because if the goal was to throw stuff away, it ended up not getting thrown away because I remember, like, 3 memories with this random item that doesn't matter. But
let me help you.
I am just stuck with piles. Like, I start strong, but it's just never. And then it turns into, like, a 3-day ordeal, and I'm like, well, now I just want to not do it anymore. So I'm sleeping in a room that's more chaotic than it was before. So if I could just snap my fingers and my room is in order, or, like, things that the world knows I don't need, it's just gone out of my hands. I wish I could do that. You know, save me a lot of energy and time and frustration.
What you need is me as your accountability buddy to help you declutter. Now, I don't have to touch anything, but if I see that you're like, oh, let me read this entire journal that I just found, or let me do this thing that I really don't have to do right now, I could just be like, hey, if you want to determine if you want that or not, you can put that to the side and look at it later. But, like, yeah.
Mayhaps.
We'll see. Anyway. What's your most memorable birthday as a child?
Why'd you ask this one? I don't know.
We can just edit that out and you don't have to.
I saw this one the other day and I was like, why don't I remember my first, like, 7 birthdays? Actually, the problem is I don't remember how old I was at whatever birthday party I was remembering. Memorable, but not necessarily in a good way. Only because the thing I remember was somebody getting hurt. But it was a sleepover. And I was definitely in single digits age. But I had, like, friends over, cousins, or, like, one cousin maybe. And I remember we were pillow fighting, very spontaneous decision to start pillow fighting, knowing we shouldn't have done it, because I remember my mom telling us to be careful, like, don't roughhouse, blah, 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 especially since we were housing a cousin who didn't come over often. So, you know, got to keep them safe. But she had glasses, I think, and somebody hit her. I don't know if it was me, but somebody hit her in the like side of the head with a pillow. And like, I think the glasses flew off. And I don't know if it was the pain of being like slapped in the face with a pillow or if it was the shock of the glasses flying off or something, but somebody cried. And I remember freaking out because I'm like, oh my God. Number one, it's my birthday. Well, we were in my room. I don't know if you were in there. I think I had bump beds. I might have had bump beds at the time. I don't actually remember. Maybe I didn't. But I had a lot of floor space. So we could fit a lot of tiny tots in there. But I just remember freaking out and being like, oh my God, she's going to have to go home. She's going to call her mom. She's like, I don't want to be here anymore. Come pick me up. And I'm like, it's all my fault because I didn't stop the pillow fight. And I think my mom or dad, someone probably came in there to be like, you know, chaos control. But I remember that one moment. I don't even know how old I was or what else happened at this birthday party. But I remember somebody getting hit in the face and I felt very guilty. So... was the question about as a child, like birthday party as a child? Yeah. So that will probably be my answer as a child because that's the first thing I thought of. So I feel like that means something. And I consider child like, you know, pre-adolescent. So.
Yeah. All right.
If money wasn't an issue, what would be your dream vacation?
Oh, man.
I don't even know if I have an answer for this one.
So first of all, there are so many places I want to go.
Just out of here.
So I think my answer though, won't be to go to a place that's in like my top three travel destinations. I think my dream vacation, if money was not an issue, would be to travel from the top to the bottom of Japan. And just go on a food and sightseeing tour. Yeah, I think that would be it. If money wasn't an object, then yeah.
Would you focus on like the bigger cities or like non-tourist destinations too?
Both.
Okay.
Like I think in each region, in each prefecture, I would definitely go to the touristy areas, but I would also try to do something that's like off the path, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to get. I'm definitely gonna like want a guide or something because I don't want to go exploring too much and end up in trouble, especially since I don't speak Japanese very well. So if you end up too far in the country, you might be out back. So
the dialects too, you might not understand. Yeah, if you don't have someone. Who knows?
Definitely want the hidden gems, but I don't want to end up somewhere too adventurous. But yeah, Japan would be my dream destination with no price tag. I just want to go all through Japan and travel.
Honestly, yeah. And I want to see all architecture because they're so cool. A lot of, at least the little bit of coverage we did in one of my classes about Japanese architecture was really just about temples, but their joinery methods with wood is just so fascinating and it's so intricate.
I've seen stuff about that
and they still like last to this day and they're like mad old. So I want to visit some shrines, some like public buildings that like not necessarily just cafes or whatever, but like I don't know. I feel like their government buildings probably have some nice architecture too.
Yeah.
Because they're important buildings, so they might have been, like, centuries old or something. I don't know. Culture.
When did you first feel like an adult?
I don't.
Valid.
Oh, well, I wasn't legal adult age then, so I don't think that even counts.
Yeah, a memory came to mind that was the same thing. I was like, wait, I was, like, 15.
Yeah, because I was in a pen pal program. Wait, no, that wasn't what I was going to think of. In high school, for like a couple times across like the span of 2 school years, my art program visited different like preschools and kindergartens. I don't think it was just kindergartens, it might have been first grade too, where we would teach a little casual art class, and the kids would look at us like we are God. And I'm like, oh, this is a lot of responsibility, because they are hanging on to what we say like it is gospel. So I'm like, you know, I can't make a mistake, because we're basically their teachers right now. And I felt very adult, especially when they would come directly to me and ask questions, or like ask, it's really just opinions. They're like, do you like this color? And it's a bear colored bright purple. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. You color in the lines so nice. And you're just trying to be like encouraging, even if, you know, they're like 6. So it might not be great, but you're like, you know, this is what parents got to do. You know, so I feel like I was probably 16 or 17 then. So I wasn't legally an adult, but that's the first earliest memory I thought of. Mm. I was like, wow.
That's cute.
The choice is really in my hands to make this a great memory for these kids or not. So I felt less of a teenager then and more like distinguished woman. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. So those were just some random questions. And now I think since it's the beginning of June, the meteorological summer just started 3 days ago. Ooh. So let's ask some summer themed questions now. Let's do a summer this or that. We can both answer them. Ice cream or fruit? 3, 2, 1. Ice cream?
Okay.
Okay. For summertime. I love fruit on the daily, but like summertime feels like the more appropriate season to eat ice cream, although I eat ice cream all year.
So I eat both all year, to be honest. So, but it just feels right to eat ice cream in the summer.
But at the same time, I'm lactose intolerant. So
yes,
as much as I love ice cream, I don't really have a lot of business eating it. But yeah, still between ice cream and fruit summer wise, I think ice cream is my answer.
Do you remember in like elementary school, the little cups? Ice cream where you peel the paper?
Yeah, like, they still sell those.
I want them now. Like, that's...
Okay, but how about the wooden spoon part in the ice cream? Just, you don't even taste the ice cream. You just taste the spoon, the little flat spoon.
Worthless.
Okay, next. Seaside or poolside? 3, 2, 1. I don't have an answer.
Poolside? I only say that because I think I've been to more pools than I have by the sea, and it's crazy because we're by the sea, but
yeah, we live like 30 minutes from the beach,
not far at all,
but we have not gone many times in our life, so I would have to say I think I would prefer going to the beach, but I don't know what it is, the beach feels hotter than a pool.
More bodies.
Yeah, I'm not really, I think I like the aesthetic of the beach more than a pool, but I end up at more pools than I do the beach.
Also because I can't swim. So,
me neither.
So I can control my life better at a pool than I can at the ocean, because sometimes I will want to be in the water. So I'm like, well, if I'm in the pool and it's like 5 feet, I know it's 5 feet and I can feel the bottom and it's not going to suddenly slope or whatever. There's not going to be any waves crashing. And I'm like, oh, and I start panicking. So in terms of like playing in the water or being in the water, I prefer the pool. But any other waterside activities, I probably prefer the beach.
Yeah, because to be fair, the question is seaside or poolside.
True.
So I think...
Seaside, mayhaps.
Yeah, I think seaside. Okay, next question is mango or watermelon? 3, 2, 1, watermelon.
I mean, I like mangoes, I do. But I think I've only started really liking them in the past, like, 4 years. And before, I was like, this tastes weird.
I'm not a big fan of mango.
Because I've been a picky eater for most of my life, and I'm just not starting to get over it. So, but watermelon, I've always liked watermelon. And it's also another, like, refreshing summer fruit.
Yeah, very hydrating for someone like me who doesn't drink a lot of water. You know, you can get your water from watermelons. Anyway,
on that note, hydration check.
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm gonna skip this one. Sun hat or dad cap? 3, 2, 1. Sun hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't wear, I'm not really a hat person, did not grow up a hat person. But I have taken a liking to sun hats in the last couple of years. They're so cute. Yeah, sun hats. Okay. Butterflies or bumblebees? 3, 2, 1, butterflies. Shout out to bumblebees. Yeah. That's another thing that I've grown an appreciation for over the years, but I get happier seeing a butterfly than I do seeing a bee, although I do enjoy watching them work. But yeah, I do get a little scared of them still.
Yeah, so. I think I still have a lingering fear because I was, like I said earlier, I'm scared of everything. And as a kid, I didn't like really any bugs or insects. And bees just scared me because I didn't know the distinction between a bee and a wasp and a hornet and all them. And I thought they were all just out to get me. So, so I was like, if I see a bee, I'm running. Now I know better, but I'm like, ooh, if I notice it's a little too close, and I'm like, oh, I mean, they're not going to do anything, and they're cute, but I don't know. I like the variety of butterflies, I think. They're pretty, but bees are cute.
Next question. Bare feet or sandals? 3, 2, 1. Sandals. Growing up, I used to be like, man, you feel so free walking in the grass barefoot, like you feel closer to the earth. But then I saw one episode of Monsters Inside Me.
So I was about to say that
someone got a parasite that entered through their feet because they were walking in bare grass, and that traumatized me forever. So I don't,
and they're on vacation.
Yeah, so sandals for sure, because as much as I like to connect to the earth that way, I'm also traumatized. Yeah. So
maybe if I had like my own plot of land and a yard or something, and I actively took care of that yard, so I felt like, oh well, I kind of know what's in my yard. I might, you know, maybe in my backyard, I might do a little bare feet sometimes. But no, I cannot. Even like at the beach, sometimes I'm weary about just going barefoot. Like if I'm walking a long distance, I might throw my shoes back on, my sandals, because everybody beat me in the shank. It's not like they go and clean the sand.
Yeah.
No, right? They don't. What are you going to do? It's like open nature. Yeah.
Most you can do is shift it.
Yeah. Shifting around the parasite.
Oh my God. Anyway, next question. An afternoon bike ride or an afternoon long walk? 3, 2, 1. A long bike ride. Both sound nice. I think I'd like to go for a walk more though, more so than a bike ride, just because, well, first of all, we don't really live in a very walkable or bikeable place in the first place, so that sucks. But I think if I had that opportunity, I'd probably walk more than bike. But I don't know, they both sound like nice.
If I had the opportunity, I would want to bike more because I've enjoyed the few times I have been able to go around biking, which was literally to a friend's house, and that's pretty much it. But that made me want to explore more. I'm like, what are places that I could go on my bike that we might not normally drive past, or that I've always wanted to go down this random road to see what's down there? Not like, you know, dirt road that will lead me to a serial killer or something. Like, I don't know. I think I like the idea of exploring on a bike. Yeah. Because you can, I don't know, I guess in my head I'm like, you can go farther and quicker.
I think I'm not trying to go that far. Afternoon walk in the summertime. But at the same time, if it's summertime, you get a better breeze on the bike. But yeah, I mean,
both sound nice. And then if I'm going on an afternoon walk, I also like the idea of jogging. And that's just on me because I haven't made a routine to like jog places. But I feel like I would want to go on a little jog.
No, I'm walking.
I want to move somewhere, so.
Well, that's nice for you. I'm going to be walking. All right. This one is silly to me, but I'll ask it anyway. The smell of sunscreen or the smell of summer rain? 3, 2, 1, summer rain. Sunscreen, I mean, I guess for some people, they associate the smell of sunscreen with, we're going to the pool, we're going to the beach, we're going out to do something fun. So I totally understand that, but I don't do those things that often. I know what you're about to say too.
I don't know how you pronounce it,
but so I don't really like the smell of rain. honestly.
Petrichor. I never knew it was said like that. Yes, that's the smell of rain.
I don't really like the smell of rain that much either, but between sunscreen and rain, I think, you know, a nice shower on a summer's day is kind of nice. So it's not so much the smell, but it's everything associated with it raining in the summertime.
I think I do like the smell of rain in the summer versus like smell of rain in winter, because it's a different smell. Like, that's really the word I just looked up, the petrichor or something. Already forgot. Is first rain after a long period of warm, dry weather. So like summer is warm.
It's stinky though. That very summer warm. Rain
is stinky. If it's a little like light, little,
I guess so.
Little showers. It's nice. And then it's like refreshing because it's not too hot anymore.
All right. Two more questions left on this list. I might be lying. We'll see. Bright block colors or pastel flower print? 3, 2, 1, pastel.
But I like both.
I probably wear more bright block colors, but
I'm literally wearing a pastel flower print. So I guess that answers my question.
Yeah, I think I'd appreciate the pastel flower print a little bit. I'm yawning. Bright block.
Kind of.
Yeah, I own more bright block colors, but I like pastel colors, so.
I only said pastel for the sake of an answer, but I like both, and it depends on the mood, so.
I like both. I did not, I'll say, equal for me. I grew up not really liking floral print stuff that much, so for a majority of my life, bright colors would have been my answer, but I've grown an appreciation for floral, so. Yeah, both are great, but I think I'll pick pastel floral print, especially for summer. Okay, lemonade or iced tea? 3, 2, 1, lemonade.
Yes.
Only because it says iced tea and not specifically sweet tea. If it says sweet tea, I might choose sweet tea, although I love lemonade and I love sweet tea. So I don't know, it's like 50-50 for me. But because it says iced tea, which you can interpret in a couple different ways, depending on if you're from the South or what, I'm going to go lemonade on this one.
Semantics is everything.
But on the subject of summer, then, we'll ask a couple more summer-related questions, and then I feel like we can wrap this up. What are your 3 favorite ice cream flavors?
I'm basic.
We know. But they don't know that yet, so out yourself.
Okay, well, I'm basic in a lot of aspects of life, like liking things, like foods. And my favorite ice cream would be French vanilla, because I don't know. There's like, what is it? French vanilla, vanilla bean. Is there just a vanilla?
There's like homestyle vanilla.
Homestyle vanilla. But I think out of those, I like French vanilla the best. It hits. And then after that, I might say a very similar cookies and cream. Love a good cookies and cream. And then after that, maybe strawberry. But I also, I've been a picky eater, like I said, for most of my life. So I haven't tried a lot of ice cream flavors because I will look at it and be like, why is that green? I don't want it. So I'm sure there are so many that I would like that I need to just go. But my problem is that if I buy it and I don't like it, I waste money. So I want to just get rid of that thought for a bit and just go and try some samplings of ice creams to see if I like it or
not. That's the thing. Go to an ice cream shop and ask for samples. I think that would be helpful instead of just...
Yeah, ice cream shop, like...
I mean, there are plenty of... Cold Stones, you have Baskin Robbins.
Like, close
you have,
to where we are?
I'm not actually sure.
That's what I was like, but yeah.
I mean, within a 20-minute drive.
With my limited palate... At this age, those are my answers. For now. It'll probably change.
For me, I think cookies and cream or Oreo is probably number one. Number two is probably strawberry. And then I don't really have... I mean, those are my 2 favorite. I don't have 3 favorites. After that, it's kind of like... I do like vanilla. I like chocolate. But I tend to have vanilla over chocolate. And again, I also haven't had many different flavors of ice creams just because if we buy it in a tub, you know, everybody in the house likes different things. So we will always get something that everybody's going to like vanilla. So And we didn't really go out to ice cream shops that much growing up. So I didn't really try that many flavors. Reese's flavored ice cream is pretty good, but
for some reason I never had that.
I'm pretty sure we've had that in the house.
No, we have, but I just didn't try it. I don't think I did.
You just don't remember. There's no way you would have saw Reese's and not tried it.
No, because I feel like I looked at it and was like,
you worsen.
I don't know. Even I love Reese's, but
worsen. So yeah, I'll say cookies and cream and strawberry. All right, I'm going to go with those. I'm not going to have a third one. But related to ice cream.
Because I also don't really have a third favorite. I put strawberry.
Well, you should have done it first. You should have copped out first. Anyway.
I'll be truthful to the question.
Related to ice cream, a short story. When I studied abroad in Korea, me and a couple of my friends went to, I believe it was Baskin Robbins a lot because it was in town and they often had deals like buy one scoop, get two scoops free, or like we would just do that. So we would each get a scoop and just split the price. And I had a friend who really liked mint chocolate chip. Sorry. I think I probably always got strawberry. And then the third friend would get like different kinds every time. So I got to try different ice creams when I was in Korea. And there was a gelato place. They had, I think I tried maybe lavender flavored ice cream, cinnamon flavored ice cream, which was surprisingly good. It tasted like Red Hot? The like cinnamon mints? It kind of tasted like that, which you wouldn't maybe think is good in an ice cream, but it was surprisingly good.
No, like the spice and sweet be going together real well sometimes.
So they say. But yeah, that was pretty nice. But anyway, back to the point. One more summer question. What's on your summer bucket list?
Catch up on a bunch of shows that I wasn't able to. Because I can't handle doing multiple things at one time. And now that I'm not in college anymore, I have too many. So I'm probably going to narrow them down so that I'm not like, oh my God, I have too many shows to watch. And then I'm not watching any of them. But I want to watch more shows. I want to draw more because I only really drew for school. And that made me a little sad because before school or college, really, I drew all the time. So I feel a little rusty and like, I want to return my roots, you know, what made me happy back then. So draw more, practice digital art more too, because I only really did traditional art. I mean, whatever style it was always pen and paper, pencil and paper, but you know, the digital is the way of the day and it's really fun to be honest. So I just got to get more used to navigating it. Better, like I can draw digitally, it's just there's so much with it that I need to learn more. What did I say? Watch shows, draw, and I want to like do things outside of the house more, like with friends or family. I know my friends from school have been talking about doing things, and then my friends that are here at home are talking about doing things too. So I'm like, I hope those all come to fruition because I do want to. I'm very much a homebody, so if it was up to me, I probably would just stay in the house, especially summer, because I don't like the heat and I can control the heat in my house with AC. So I'm gonna get on my normal summer routine and do things that would be normal to other people, but I'm just always in the house. I guess I'm just leaving it to those.
Because those three things?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are solid. For me, I would say...
Oh, and get a job. Okay.
For me, I... Okay, bucket list. Okay, let me separate that from, like, things I'm just going to be doing anyway, like working, saving for a car. But bucket list, I want to go on picnics more and go on picnics in places that I haven't been. So like, I want to, like, it's a combination of going on picnics and exploring more nature spots locally.
So there's like a nature reserve that's near us that I've only been to a couple times for school things, but I want to go there more too.
So there's picnics and exploring more nature things. I want to go out as a family more often. So they're like, I want to go to the botanical gardens again, or I want us to like try different restaurants, you know, all things that unfortunately require money, but I'm trying to make it happen because we don't really go out enough. So want to try different places to eat, want to go to a cat cafe. We went to one last year, and there's a second one locally that we haven't been to yet. So I want to go to that one. And so, yeah, I want to go on picnics more, and I want to go out as a family more. And I also, I want to do this podcast. Like I'm hoping this podcast works out because this will be fun. So, getting better with that, learning different editing, and getting better audio, stuff like that. So we'll see how that goes. But
I like how most of mine still had to do with being in the house.
I mean, it's summer, it's hot. So where we're from is hot in the summertime. So I don't blame you for wanting to stay in the house, but there are things that I want to do outside.
Yeah, no, that wasn't even intentional. I was just like, yeah, I want to like do my hobbies more, which all are indoors. So except for like running, but I'm not running in the summer. Nah. Unless it's early morning or evening. And I don't really want to be out
doing either of those times.
Yeah. So.
Oh, well, I know I said that the summer questions should end this, and that makes sense, but I actually really want to do this too, and they're really short questions, so we can do it rapid fire style. No countdown. I'll just say this, first thing that comes to mind. And if you can't just make a decision, just say pass.
Okay.
All right. So, coffee or tea?
Tea.
Burger or tacos?
Tacos. Burgers.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Fried chicken or grilled chicken? Grilled chicken? That one's hard.
Yeah, that one is hard. I like both.
Ice cream cone or sundae? Ice cream cone. Sushi or ramen?
Ramen.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Oh, that is really hard for me, though. That's almost like the piece of pasta thing, but I'll say pancakes.
I have a stronger like to pancakes.
Salad or sandwich? Sandwich. And last thing, apple pie or cheesecake?
Apple pie. I don't like cheesecake, unpopular opinion.
I don't mind cheesecake.
Doesn't it have cream cheese icing?
No, it's not the icing. It's cream cheese.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, no. I never really cared for that. So if it's a full cake, nah. Pass. Apple pies are good, though.
Yeah, I haven't had like a... Honestly... I'm not versed in apple pies. I didn't really grow up eating apple pie that much, besides like the little ones from McDonald's.
I remember at one of my friends, I think it was a birthday party in high school, and we were just hanging in his house. His family had so many different desserts and foods, and I was like, wow, I haven't had half of these. So there was an apple pie, and I don't think I officially had like a slice of a baked apple pie, like not just like the McDonald's one, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to take the slice like I eat apple pie for a living. You know, I always eat this thing. And I just bit it like I wasn't hesitant about it. And I'm like, oh, wait, this is good. So
you can't go wrong with apples and cinnamon and nutmeg and pastry dough. Like, you really can't go wrong with that. So, like, shout out to apple pies. Yeah. I need to have more apple pie. Yeah.
On that note, cake or pie?
Cake.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I haven't had many pies. And I've had more cakes than pies, but I think I still would enjoy
cake. That's the thing.
I have a sweet tooth, and like I can't turn down the variety of sugary cakes that are out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely just partial to cakes. I will look at a cake, and I'll look at a pie, and cakes are generally more appetizing to me. Also, pies are more fruit-based than cakes. And
they're probably better for you.
It's still a lot of sugar and stuff, so like, I don't really know.
A little less added sugar, maybe.
But my thing is, a lot of the fruits that are used in pies, I don't really eat that much, like cherries or blackberry or raspberry or something like that.
I want a lemon meringue pie. Oh, I feel like I've had that once. And I think I had a good experience with it. I just don't. We don't eat pies here in this household. Not often.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're rambling now. So we're going to wrap this up. Hopefully y'all have a good base of who we are. Although the questions were very random. Yeah. I feel like you can still get a sense of who we are if you don't already know us. So hope y'all enjoyed this. And I think, I guess just to end it on a kind of a bit of what our plans are. So we'll try to have a podcast twice a month. They'll be uploaded towards the end of the week, probably. And
we will be promoting any sort of updates to the schedules on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And for the video format, we'll be pretty much sold to YouTube, right?
Like, yeah.
We'll at least just, for now, yeah.
Yeah.
YouTube and the audio on Spotify. So look forward to that.
Yeah, so check the description for our social media handles. We still have to break that out.
Yeah.
So we can't like say it in the video because we don't know yet. So just check the description for those things. Follow us, keep up with us, and look forward for the next one. Yeah.
Until we yap again.
Bye.
Bye.